Today marks the fifth anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which stunned, but also refocused attention on how schools should prepare for such horror. And today, the strategies run the gamut, from the kind of lockdown that's credited with saving lives during a shooting at a California elementary school last month, to arming teachers. As NPR's Athathi Bunlamudi reports, experts disagree on what's best.
Students and staff are performing an active shooter drill at Las Cruces High School in New Mexico.
Okay, guys, listen up. There's an announcement.
Teachers and students, please listen to the following announcement. The school is under lockdown. The school is under lockdown.
In this training video, the teacher turns off the lights, locks the door, and places a black strip of paper over the door's window. The students close the blinds and huddle on the floor, away from the windows.
Okay, guys, we're in a lockdown. You know what you're supposed to do?
Schools across America have adopted procedures for what to do if someone opens fire, and drill students so they know what to do in that situation. There are more than 50 school shootings, on average, every year in the U.S. In just the past month, two students died at a shooting at another high school in New Mexico, and an elementary school in Northern California was targeted in a shooting rampage. 26 children and educators died at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. Joe Irardi started as superintendent in Newtown Public Schools in the wake of that tragedy.
In essence, I had two full-time jobs. One was to run the school district, and the second was to do the absolute best that I could with putting in extraordinary amounts of time pertaining to the safety and security of all students and staff.
Irardi worked with local law enforcement to identify best practices. He says they found it's important to let students know exactly why these drills are necessary. Don't sugarcoat it. And if it happens in your school, he says,
one of the things you would never do would be evacuate, because all you're doing is putting people in harm's way.
But not everyone agrees. Greg Crane is the founder of a school safety training program that's used in over 4,000 schools. He says fatalities in Columbine and Newtown were high because schools strictly followed their lockdown procedures and didn't evacuate. In the Columbine High School shooting, 15 people died.
We should never have such a high lethality rate, but we have such a high lethality rate because his objective of hurting people becomes too easy because they've been taught to sit still and be an easy target.
Here's the thing. Different schools have different approaches. Some rely on safety officers to determine the best response to an active shooter, depending on the circumstances. That could mean evacuating through the closest exit, even if that's through a window, or hunkering down and waiting.
Don't give me just one option, because you can't know today that that's going to be the right one for me tomorrow.
A number of factors can determine the best strategy for a school, experts say. Shireen Walter is with the California Parent Teacher Association. Her daughter teaches at a California elementary school that has an open floor plan.
You know, the common wisdom is that you're going to lock down, you're going to lock your doors, and the kids are going to hide in a corner. My daughter's classroom doesn't have a door. So a one-size-fits-all safety plan of lock your door and hide isn't going to work for her classroom.
But the lack of consensus among experts leaves some educators and parents frustrated. Elizabeth Davis heads the Teachers Union of Washington, D.C. She says schools need clear instructions for how to respond, not a menu of options.
My point is it should be systemic. It should not be random.
The director of public safety for Las Cruces Public Schools in New Mexico says whenever another school shooting happens in the U.S., he tries to learn from it. For now, the plan is to lock down the school, evacuate if necessary, and then fight in self-defense, if it comes to that. Athathi Bunlamudi, NPR News.